Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
They tell me I'm in shock. No. First, they tell me I've caused an international incident. Then, they tell me I'm in shock. This comes after some 8 months of negotiating, a temporary penicillin holding cell which begins to feel increasingly permanent over time, a lawyer from my own country who holds his finger to his lips as if to indicate that our private interview room is not, in fact, private, a considerable amount of furious shouting, assertions from penicillin policemen, policewomen, and police people that I will never see my homeland again, and I should just come clean about my plot to destroy the town of Bellwethers with two servants of an illicit faith. And by the way, if it transpired that the conclave of the Consolidated Linger Straits had funded or in any way enabled said plot, that would be useful information that would make things go a lot easier for me. A final frenzied agreement between nations, a car to the border, a hurried exchange, and another holding cell on the CLS side of the border with different flags hung over the supervising sergeant's desk. I'm interviewed by two detectives from the Nesh Municipal Force, as well as someone who introduces herself as a political attaché and leans sourly against the corner of the cell when everyone else is talking. You can see them frowning as they scribble on their notepads, trying to construct some or any kind of coherent narrative out of what I'm telling them. Over time, they seem to acknowledge that I am probably not a covert member of the Parish of Tide and Flesh, but they continue to probe at me all the same, looking for other angles. What am I holding back from them? There has to be more to it than this, surely. Some final secret, some last revelation that makes sense of all this. Eventually, they give up on me. And this is when the doctors come to run their tests. See if I have been brutalized or tortured in any way that could make for effective political capital. And I begin to understand that there's another contradictory narrative emerging. That I'm in shock, a victim of horrific circumstance, and in some undefinable whispered sense, a hero. After all, nobody has forgotten the atrocities committed by the peninsula in the last war, the disasters that transpire year after year when their gods go astray. The polluted islands, even now, that stand between our coastlines, a monument to their recklessness and callous disregard for our citizens. It seems pretty clear to all concerned that Bellwethers was caused by one of their own experiments, and now they're casting about for blame, trying to stir up trouble against us. One of the doctors takes great care in smiling at me and squeezing my hand as he leaves. I'm just glad we got you out of there in one piece, he says. And soon after that, the forms are signed, the doors open, and I stumble back out. Home. All of the plants in my apartment are long dead, of course. I have a fruit basket from work, as well as a handwritten message from Mr. Hooper, expressing his intense sympathies and telling me to take as long as I need to recover. It's very touching. And then I sit there on my apartment floor and I howl with hysterical, triumphant laughter until the tears come to my eyes. Against all possibility, I made it out intact. And none of them could get it out of me. The final secret. The one they all knew I was holding on to but couldn't figure out. The secret of what I'm going to do next.
Thank you for choosing to shop with us today. Please be reminded that the store will be closing at dusk. Servants at the Stockholm in the Shadows will be present after closing time, and customers found in the aisles may be mistaken for produce.
A lot of supplies here. You, doing some kind of home repairs?
Yeah, something like that.
Anything else for you today? No? Okay, that is 16 and 12.50.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Hey, Tana, can you cover the till for a sec? I'm going to step outside. Tana. You all right, buddy?
I know her. Know her.
Oh. Friend from back home? Fuck it. Tana, slip out with me, buddy. Come get some air.
Huh?
Tana, drop the cans and come with me. Now.
Okay, I'm coming.
Staff announcement. These are the Silververses. Would the following disciples please report in to checkout as soon as possible? Lucille Valentine, Jimmy Yamaguchi, Pip Gladwin, Intaka Angel, Shogo Miyakita, Michelle Kelly, and Siobhan McAuliffe.
You want one?
Nah.
Listen, Tana, I don't want to make a bad day worse, buddy, but friendly heads up. I heard the duty manager on the phone to head office this morning when I came in. He said your work pass was throwing up some red flags during the 6-month check.
Red flag? Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Sure, it's just an error in the system.
No, it's... Gren, I'm honestly not all that confident that my work pass will hold up to further scrutiny.
Can you go to your embassy? Sort it out with them?
Probably not. I left things back home in kind of a mess, some trouble with my last employer. There were a lot of screw-ups. Some bad people did bad things, and they were looking for someone they could blame the whole thing on. I figured I'd cross the border before they could do anything formal, find some work, get the stink off me. New beginnings and all that. The girl you were serving back there, she was part of the trouble. She was one of the perpetrators. They must have let her go.
No justice, is there? Look, I might have some extra work coming up in the evenings, if you're interested. There's a friend of a friend who arranges staff for fancy parties on the north side of town, waiting and serving. High net worth individuals. They come to him direct. Cash under the table, so you won't need to worry about your permit. Good tips, too, if you're willing to stretch for it. I've been doing it for a while now. I can loan you a tux. Call it a favor.
No. I'll be fine. I have to go.
What do you mean you have to go? We've got 4 more hours on this shift. Hey, Tana, come on, man. What do you want?
Glottage. 412.
It's me, Felix.
You shouldn't be calling me.
I'm gonna fix everything, Felix. I've got a lead.
What do you mean you've got a lead?
I mean a lead. She's here, the girl, the accomplice. I'm gonna track her down, make her tell me where the other two are, the ones that were responsible.
You're absent. In breach of contract. You shouldn't even be calling me. You know, they'd be well within their rights to find you, arrest you, and charge
then
you.
Then let them find me. They can come find me, and I can tell them where to find the ones who were really responsible for all this.
Hayward, nobody gives a shit. You're not police anymore. You are out of circulation.
Felix, listen to me.
Don't fucking call my house. Ever again.
I should kill myself, shouldn't I? You end up finding all these ways to distract yourself, these endless wrangling schemes. Hey, maybe I can come back from this. If X equals Y and I can just scrape together enough of Z, maybe everything will add up again like it was originally supposed to. But at a certain point, you just need to be firm with yourself. No, my life will never find its way back to the road I thought I was making for. No, there's nothing waiting for me ahead but disgrace and the humiliating slow decline, and if I'm caught and sent back, there'll be pain as well, no doubt. Yes, I've lied to a lot of people for a very long time. No, there's nobody left who can help me. Yes, I should absolutely kill myself. Or, of course, there's always another scheme. Gren, it's, Tanner. Is that job still going?
You were already working today, weren't you?
6 to 4.
How are you even still upright?
You bend or you break. I've had 4 coffees. Grand old house, isn't it? All lit up like that.
What? What is it?
I think I saw a peacock.
What did you say these people do again?
The Kenzies. It's Mr. and Mrs. Kenzie. They made their money in coal around the last century. Look at that car. I'm going to get one just like that.
What? When?
When it's time for me, Tanner. You just keep on laughing.
Listen. I was speaking to some folks back home, and the girl we saw, the false faith renegade, it turns out there's a bounty on her. Big, big reward. So I was thinking that you and me together, we could come up with a kind of plan.
Just keep your voice down, okay? We're getting close now.
You boys here to work?
Yes, sir, we are.
You want a smoke?
No, sir, we're ready to get started.
That's the right answer. Come on around the back. I'll show you the ropes.
All right, so the guests will start arriving in the next half hour. Be ready for the first knock. Make sure everyone gets a drink. We've got some sparkling wine, some non-alcoholic fizz, cola for the little ones, but only if it's requested. You're the first servers here, so we'll trust you to pass the message on to the others. The cold canapes are already out. Take these around after the first drinks. The caterers have left the hot canapes in the oven. At 8:05, take the hot canapes out, shift them onto the silver trays, bring them round. It is essential that you do not forget the hot canapes because they will burn. If it's marked with a green flag, it's vegan. If it's marked with amber, it's dairy-free. If it's marked with red, it's neither vegan nor dairy-free. Do you have all that?
Of course, sir. 8:05, marked with red.
Things might go on a little later tonight than you're used to. Some very old friends we haven't seen in a while. I'll get up on stage in the ballroom and give a speech at around 7. By that time, everyone should have a drink in their hand and everyone should have eaten their fill. You'll be compensated, of course. We're having some party games as well. If you sense the mood starting to drop or people aren't getting involved, we'd truly appreciate it if you could step in and help move things along. It's very important to us that everyone has a memorable evening. Oh, and it's my wife's birthday today, so if you see her, just give her a warm smile and say, "Happy birthday, Mrs. Kensey." She'll like that.
Of course, sir. Of course. How old is Mrs. Kensey, if you don't mind me asking?
43. It's a big one.
43, eh? That's as sure as a milestone. I was thinking...
Just the plumbing. Pipes tend to knock. It's getting on, this old place, as you can see. Needs a good bit of work put into it, but you never have the money or the time, do you?
Oh, I hear that, sir. I hear that all right. I was thinking maybe Mrs. Kensey might like it if we sing the birthday song to her as well when we see her. Might get the crowd going.
What a charming idea. Yes, I think she'd like that.
First car in the driveway, Martin.
Ah, this is my lovely wife, Sophia. Here already.
I think it's the Harveys. Never could read an invitation. Did you tell them about downstairs?
Oh, yes, there's a bathroom in the back corridor which you're free to use, but please don't use the one in the hall. That's for guests. And please stick to downstairs. Well, I'd better do the greetings. Bring those drinks around in a moment.
Of course. We'll be right out. And a very happy birthday.
8:05 for the canapés. Don't forget.
All right. I'll take the sparkling wine. You grab the fizz.
What the hell was all that about?
What?
You volunteered us to sing a birthday song.
High net worth. You know what that means?
Yes.
It means you stretch for the tip. These people, they expect a different kind of service. You have to give them a little more if you want to stand out. My friend, he started out doing this kind of work for hire, and now they're like family to him. Grab the fizz, don't spill it. Come on now, step up.
Is 43 a big one?
All smiles and charm now, Tanner. Let's go. Come on.
So, this is Arancini, and I think this might be a spinach puff.
Yes! That's very good. That is very funny. I might have to steal it. Do you mind if I use that one myself, sir?
No. Nobody's ever said that to me about my jawline before. No, I'm not married.
The Conclave simply needs to toughen up, that's my opinion. Send a couple of Saint Strikes over the border so they know who they're dealing with. And I've got nothing against the people of the peninsula, nothing at all. It's the Southerners' government that's the problem. It's the unwarranted aggression that's the problem. Sooner or later, that's going to need to be dealt with.
Your attention, please. Your attention, everyone. Well, thank you, first of all, for joining us on what is proving to be a rather miserable night. Tonight is, you may already know, a very special evening. On two counts. It's my darling wife Sophia's birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, yes it is. But it is also the 2-week anniversary of our historic partnership with the new Trinity of the Petropater. Historic for us, but also for them. To put it crudely... Sorry, couldn't help myself. To put it crudely, there's never been a partnership like this in Nesh. Oil, natural gas... and coal, all now embodied within a single elemental deity. So we've been collaborating with the Petropater's local branch on a few fun little rituals for the new aspects of the faith, and we'd like to share them with you tonight. We have Edwin's little girl, Aranisa, with us on stage. A big hand for Aranisa, everyone. Just 7 years old. Wonderful. And I'm going to need a second volunteer as well. If one of the serving staff wouldn't mind.
I'll do it. I don't mind, sir.
Delightful. Come on up with us.
I don't even know what you're volunteering for.
Stretch for it, Tanner. Watch and learn.
Thank you.
William, sir.
Thank you, William. Now, we will begin with a little blood-drawing ritual. Nothing too severe, William. You don't need to worry. This is a respectable evening.
Phew.
Just a drop. Aranisa is going to use the ceremonial hammer to give the mineshaft, that's you, a single tap, drawing forth the sacred coal in liquid form. The blood of the Petropater. All clear?
All clear. All right, young lady. Give me your best shot.
Careful lifting it. Use both hands.
I can't reach his head, Martin.
Try standing on your tiptoes, darling. Or just clock him in the shins.
Oh, hey, sugar, that's all right. Oh, she's getting upset, poor thing.
Let me kneel down. Give her a proper swing.
Oh, are you sure?
Did you ever see such service? Thank you, young man. It's very much appreciated.
Of course. Only right that she gets a proper go. That's it. Now you can reach me, can't you? That's much better.
Say thank you, darling.
Now just make sure you get the grip right. Good. You can go again. It's all right. You can go again. You didn't quite draw blood. Try to swing harder this time.
That was such a grand swing, darling.
It was really good.
A big hand really for Aranisa, everyone. They're looking bored. I don't think they got the metaphor. We're going to step it up a notch, yes? Really blow their socks off with the next one.
Tanner, help me up.
What is wrong with you? What do you think you're doing?
Listen. It does not bother me, necessarily, that you were born without a hint of charm. If you want to come away from this evening without making any connections, without building anything for yourself, that's your choice. But your bad attitude is starting to reflect badly on me now, and I need you to watch it.
This is insane. You're bleeding from your eye. Let's just leave.
Get off me! You got all this fucking pride in you, Tanner, and it's making you stupid. It's cutting you off from opportunity. I'm making friends here tonight. I'm building my way out. And you're not bigger than this. You're not. Your pride, it won't save you. So you can just keep laughing at me. You can keep on demeaning
I'm not laughing at you, Gren. I promise I'm not. But these people, they're not...
William, I just wanted to say thank you. You are so good with children. Do you have any kids?
No, Mom, not yet, but someday I'd love to. Oh, and Aranisa, she's a delight, isn't she? So grown up, so sharp.
Excuse me.
Is your friend all right?
Oh, him? New hire. Don't worry, I'm keeping an eye on him.
Pardon?
New inventions. New rituals. This dreadful god of oil, this pitter-patter.
Petropater?
We never put on these airs back in the old days. We didn't preen over the final product. We didn't show off our god before a crowing crowd. That's my son out there, young man, if you can believe it. Bragging and boasting. Think he ever had a whiff of the black lung from long days in the dark heart of this earth? Think he ever put pick to shaft himself?
I'd imagine not.
Well, I did. His father did. And we knew better than to worship the coal we struck for in the foothills of Old Nesh. The god we loved while we struck, he was a spirit of the darkness and of the deep shaft, and his name was the Glooming Guest. Do you know him, young man?
I'm afraid I don't.
You'd hear him when you were working. A low, gentle sound, softly knocking at the walls, letting you know that he was there. And as the weeks and months went on, the knocking would grow louder and louder. Because the gloomy guest was patient, but all patience has its limits. So you'd draw lots, and one of you would venture down into the depths alone. Scratch the marks in the rock, and you'd whisper, "Thank you for waiting. Welcome home." Because if you waited too long, the patience of the darkness, it ran out, and the guest would enter without warning, collapsing an entire shaft, wiping out months of work, killing whoever was caught in his path. Martin's father, rest his soul, he understood that we all had a share in that accord. And when he drew the lot, he walked down alone into the darkness to welcome in the glooming guest, just as any one of his workers would have. Now, the pitter-patter. Where are his songs? What is his glory? Success brings its own kind of failure. Don't you ever go becoming successful, young man.
I'll try not to. If you'll excuse me, ma'am, I should really get back to the party.
Stay in here a while longer if I was you. They've only just begun.
Begun what?
All right, we're just about set up. I need a second volunteer. Perhaps one of the other servers would like to come forward. No one? Really? That's a little disappointing, I have to say.
I don't mind going again, sir.
Our knight in shining armor. Join us on the stage, won't you? Can we get a little applause for William, please? Thank you, William, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Kenzie.
Martin, please.
Martin?
Now, we don't exactly have the licenses for this next part, so I'm expecting all of you to be discreet. I'm looking at you, Chief Inspector. William, we've got a little drink for you. Chin Chin, take a shot of this.
Oh, delicious. It's certainly got a kick to it, Martin.
It's a muscle relaxant. Should make you droop, keep you calm, prevent any moving about or undue thrashing.
Oh, that's very sensible.
And there we go. Onto your knees. Rest your weight on your hips, and then you can just relax there as you like. All good. Stage floor not too cold.
Very comfortable. Martin, thank you for asking.
By this point, you're probably finding yourself unable to move at all. It makes this next part easier. We're going to show off your stomach to the crowd, William. Hope you're not feeling shy.
I ate a few too many cakes before I came.
Now, in this next ritual, the sacred coal, having been raised from the earth, is transmuted through the power of fire and furnace.
Martin?
I'm afraid this next part's going to be a little cold, William. All right, Aranisa. Hold the knife to his stomach, nice and steady. Grip it with both
Martin,
hands,
wait.
Just like he showed you before.
Please, Martin.
Drive it in! Nice, straight lines. Make it a square in the flesh. Think of it like you're cutting a door. Or building a furnace. Well done. That's it. Now, the furnace is open, and we feed in the hot coals. That's it, sweetheart. Use the tongs. Be careful. We feed the furnace. And as the Petrepater accepts the offering, a miracle occurs. The sacrifice turns to sacred coal. Would we like to go again, my friends? I think we would, wouldn't we? All right, let's go again. Don't be shy now. Who's next?
Oh, shit. Did you see that? Did you see what they did to him?
I'd quit your panicking if I was you, young man. If you want to get out of here in one piece, you'd better be moving fast. No, stop. Not that way. The back doors will already be locked. You'll need to get to the first floor. See if you can't climb out of the windows. Make it out into the gardens. Young man.
Yes.
Arm yourself.
Right, of course. Thank you.
You might want to take the prawns off the skewer first. But yes, I suppose that'll do. Good luck, young man. If they do catch you, do me a favor and spit in that pitter-patter's eye when you're brought to him.
Right. Okay, right.
I think that's everybody.
No, we paid for six.
Oh, you're quite right. It's the Peninsulan, isn't it? The sullen one. Daniel, I think William called him.
Perhaps he's in the bathroom.
Perhaps he's skiving off. Well, what are we meant to do? We can't kill the string quartet. The Sherringtons have already hired them for the Harvest Festival. And I told the partners we were having a six-soul sacrifice tonight. The Harveys had 10 the other week.
Well, we can wait for him to get back.
No, I'm not waiting. We'll lose momentum. I'm not hosting another party where people leave early. I'm not. Tell you what. Friends, an unexpected addition to tonight's festivities. Let's spread out. Check the gardens. Check the stables. See if we can't find our wayward waiter. Wayward waiter. That's quite good, darling. Don't you think that was quite good?
Fine, I just think... Do you remember the Portsmouth sleigh party? They had a mass sacrifice, and it just all came together a lot more smoothly. That's the mark of a really good party, you know, when you don't see the seams. Did you hear that? This way, come on.
Now!
Is there someone up there? Daniel?
You're not supposed to be in here, Daniel. Downstairs only, we said. We had an agreement between us. I know you're in there, Daniel. Come out of the wardrobe, please.
My wife knows I'm here.
Stop being such a baby, Daniel. Come out of the wardrobe. You know you shouldn't be in there. Come on out now. If you just... Have you been causing property damage?
Mrs. Kendi, I am armed and I will defend myself if you attempt to enter this wardrobe.
I said, come out!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Kenzie. Don't do that. No, Mrs. Kenzie, please. Don't try and take out the prawn skewer.
Oh,
told you not to take it out.
No problem at all. Thank you for coming. Drive safe now.
Gren. Gren, you there? You... Gren, can you hear me? Sorry to leave you here like this, pal. Gren!
Martin.
Let go!
Martin.
Let go of my leg, damn it!
Martin! Come quick! Come quick!
Oh, fuck.
Daniel! You've led us on a wild goose chase tonight. You disrupted the night's entertainment. You were surly with the guests. And you left the hot canapes to burn. You have ruined this evening, Daniel.
No, my son. No, I rather think that honor goes to you.
Oh, go to bed, mother! Sophia! Sophia, I found him!
Sophia can't hear you, Martin. Can you guess why? Because she's dead.
What?
She's upstairs bleeding on your bedroom carpet with a prawn skewer sticking out of her throat.
What did you say?
This is the ruin that descends when you abandon your faith, Martin. This is Shaft's collapse.
Sophia!
This is the ruin that descends when you take up with false gods. This is your rightful reward.
Oh, shut your trap, you useless old bat! Do you have any idea how sick I am of hearing you bleat about your hoary, useless old forgotten god of filthy mineshafts? The glooming guest? What kind of name even is that? Who cares, Mother, about what you used to whisper in the dark? Now that we're standing in the glow of fine electric candles and our faith is stronger than anything you could have ever made.
You should care, my son. Because he's still here. If you only had the wit to see it. He's always been here. Knocking at the walls, calling out to us from the innards of this house. He built it for us, you see. It's always belonged to him. And now he's out of patience with us.
Mother?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes, I think he's been waiting for quite long enough.
Mother?
I'm sorry. Welcome. I'm so sorry. We kept you out for far too long. Welcome home.
Daniel, you stop right there.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Welcome.
I don't see all of it. As I throw myself bodily through the doors, rolling down the steps, out onto the lawn, tearing shreds out of my borrowed tux, coming to a halt against the edge of the patio. But as I gaze up at the collapsing ruin of the Kenzie house, the dust rising in great billowing crowds, the roof toppling inwards into the walls for a single moment, I observe a vast form of darkness. A towering silhouette rise up to embrace the tiny figure of Grandma Kenzie. Her arms are outstretched in welcome. Her son shrieks in terror, clasping at her legs. Then the roof falls in and the shape is broken, and as the dust clouds dissipate into the night, I'm gazing up at the colossal wreckage of a once great house, the city lights twinkling behind us. And then, in the silence and in the dark, I begin to hear the distant cries of unhappy partygoers from across the lawn, calling for someone to catch the peninsulin, to stop the peninsulin, before he can get away. I get to my feet. I test my weight upon my polished black shoes. And I decide to go on living. For now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.